Over the weekend, Trump offered to extend protections for DACA recipients, also known as Dreamers, for the next 3 years in exchange for $5.7 billion in funding for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Delaware Senior Senator Tom Carper says he would consider voting for a spending bill that funds border security for up to $5 billion if it provides both a clear pathway to documentation for Dreamers and funds aid to Central America.
The place where all these people are showing up at our borders are mostly coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and Salvador. And the reason why they're coming is because they live horrific lives, plagued with crime, corruption, murder, mayhem, lack of opportunity, lack of hope. And they're trying to get out of there. We are complicit in their misery given our addiction to drugs.
Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester also rejects the president's offer as it currently stands, citing the Dreamers.
They have been stellar students. They have served in our military. They have contributed to our society. And so we'd like to see more than a three-year, extension.
Both Blunt Rochester and Carper note some encouragement following the president's offer, but each adds they believe the federal government should be reopened before negotiations continue. The partial government shutdown is almost a month old and already the longest in U.S. history. Carper says Senate negotiations to reopen the government may start Tuesday. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.